have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
God, all glory, honor, and praise to God is yet worthy to be praised. The Bible tells us from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is to be praised. And it is my pleasure to praise my master. He is so good. Amen. So kind. He is so worthy. He's so wonderful. My God, we don't have enough adjectives in the English language to talk about how good God is. Well, I'm Loretta Petit, and this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And I just want to drop in to share some positive vibes. This is a show where positive vibes, positive vision, and positive voice can be found. Hallelujah and amen. Hey, listen, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can. I'm going to give you all that information. But first, let us pray and invite the Lord in. Because, of course, with him, all things are possible. Without him, nothing is. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we come now to thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, and your love. We give you thanks today for the air that we breathe. We give you thanks today for all of the great things that came our way today. We give you thanks for your love that never leaves us. We give you thanks for good friends. We give you thanks, oh God, even for enemies that cause us to kneel down and pray just a little bit more, a little bit harder, a little bit more sincere. So God, we want to thank you today for this blessed opportunity to come before your people and to share a word in season. Amen. A word that hopefully will bring enlightenment, strength, courage, confidence, and increase somebody's faith. So God, we thank you today for this blessed opportunity, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you would get the glory. Come in, God, have your way. It is in the master's name of Jesus we pray today. Hallelujah and amen. Well, I checked it out, and it looks like today, is chocolate day. So, unbeknownst to me earlier, I did drop into one of the stores and picked up a little bit of chocolate. So today is chocolate day, and for all the chocolate lovers, listen, get your fill, but don't overdo it. How about that? Get your fill, but don't overdo it. Amen. This is your podcast for positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. Don't forget. And by the way, if you'd like to send an email to me to correspond, you can. You can send it to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Amen. Send that to me. I love to chat with you just about the goodness of the Lord, about any topics you think you might want me to cover, anything like that. So do that. Check it out. Send that email to me, and be happy to talk to you. So on today, I just want to talk about standing strong, not giving up, not walking away, not throwing in the towel unless you put up the best fight that you've got. That's the only time I think that you should walk away. The only time I believe the Father would, of course, give his grace to us walking away because God knows already what he's got for us. And we're gonna wake up and realize, well, maybe this is not the way the Lord is leading me because I put up my best fight, but I can't seem to break through. And if that's you, hey, listen, always listen for the voice of God because God knows, God cares, and, of course, God cares about you. God cares about me. And so having said that, there are times that I know in my own life that I just threw in the towel because I got tired of the work that it entailed, or I got tired of the challenges that came along with the work that it entailed, or I got tired of the naysayers telling me what I couldn't do, and then the work that it entailed, and all of the energy expended. But when you give it your best shot, I believe that's the only time we should walk away. But when you just go ahead on and, you know, put in a few hours and you say, oh, no, this is hard work. I want you to know it is going to be work. Whatever you want to do, whatever is worth having, it is indeed worth working for. I know you've heard that before. Whatever is worth having is indeed worth working for. So we want to make sure that we give it our best shot before we walk away. Remember the scripture that tells us to be steadfast and unmovable. And, of course, it's talking about in the work of the Lord. The believer, most of our work ends up being the work of the Lord, even if it's a profession, even if it's a business, whatever it is, if it's our volunteerism, it turns out to be the work of the Lord because as believers, we can't separate ourselves from being God's child. We can't separate ourselves from being called and anointed and chosen. We can't separate ourselves from that. It is what it is. God gave it to us. And if God has given it to us, it's going to always bleed out. I always say bleed through. It's going to come up. It's going to ooze out from whatever we're doing, because we cannot separate the fact that we have been marked by God for his use. So whether it's our profession that we work in, or whether it's a business that we have established, or whether it is just volunteering in the community or working in the church, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's always going to be ministry. Always going to be ministry. We're going to find a way that we're going to touch lives. We're going to find a way that we're going to talk about our Savior. We're going to find a way, and sometimes not even purposely, but from the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak, period, point blank, period. From the heart, the mouth is going to speak. And again, if we are drenched in the blood of the Lamb, if we are drenched in his holiness, if we are drenched in his goodness, if we are drenched, of course, in what it is that makes us who we are in Christ, it's going to bubble over. It's going to bleed through. And it is going to be in the work of the Lord. So don't give up so easy. Again, when we have given our best shot, then it's time. You have to know the times of the season. It's time to walk away. But if there's still some fight in you and you still haven't given it your best shot, you haven't put your best foot forward, you just somehow along the lines became afraid that you won't win. You became afraid that it won't get any better. You became afraid that, you know, other people are doing better than me. That's not the time to give up. But when you know that you've given all the fight that you've got, and you know that you have put your best foot forward, there's nothing else you can give, then I understand walking away, because you're going to walk away into something better, something more tailored to who you are. God puts up those roadblocks for us many times when we're treading in, you know, the wrong area, when we're treading the wrong ground. He puts it up there so we can understand this is not where I'm sending you. When the Lord sends us now, the doors are going to fly open, but is it going to be some hesitation? Oh, yeah. Will we have some roadblocks? Oh, yeah. But you'll know, even through the roadblocks, I'm in. Even through the roadblocks, you'll understand that you're in, and you'll understand that, okay, I'm in. I just have to now find my footing. I now just have to find my rhythm because you're in. So it's a difference. It's a different feel from when you're doing something that God has called you to do and something that you're doing on your own. And either way, you're meeting roadblocks, but there is a difference. And I wish I could put it into words, the great communicator that I am. I still can't really put that into words. You really have to experience it, because there are times I've barked up the wrong tree. So totally and completely, not God. And everything was a major struggle for me. Everything. I mean, everything. It was just so, so hard. There was no place of easement at all. But when I have been directed and obeyed the leading of God, and things have been really hard and they've been challenging for me and all of that, I never really felt that, okay, I can't do this. I always thought I can do this, because the God in me was saying I can do it, because he knew where he sent me. He knew he sent me there. So, you know, be encouraged on your journeys. And remember, whatever's worth having, it is indeed worth working for. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to work for it. Nothing is really going to come easy consistently. You may have a little easiness here and a little easiness there, but it's not going to be consistent. You're going to have your challenges either way. Either way, you're going to have your challenges. So expect them. Try and think out of the box and plan for them. And they are all God created you to be. And one of the things I like to remind people to do is to think big. Think big. Let's dream big. You know, it's okay that we have our own agenda. God knows how to change that thing. God knows how to walk right on in and interrupt our plans when we had planned it without him. And, you know, I'm going to say this to you. I know I have people that may not agree with all my theology and all the things I have to say, but that's okay. Their experiences are different from mine. But listen, even when Jesus went to get his disciples, they were on their own agenda. They were doing their own thing. They were not doing the God thing because they didn't really know God like that through Jesus Christ. But when he went to find his disciples, they were all doing their own thing, whether it's fishing, tax collecting, whatever they were doing it. So my point is, you just do it. If you feel like doing it, you do it. Surrender yourself to God because Jesus knows how to show up and to interrupt your plans if those are not the plans he has for you. But he would rather you be doing, be working, be building, be creating, be developing than to just sit at home waiting for the skies to open up and say, okay, the Lord is going to drop down a blessing to me. He wants you to be out there. He wants you to be productive. God wants you to be productive. And then as you come to know him better, you're going to know how to seek him first. You're going to know how to ask him before you attempt. You're going to know how to say, God, I need to get this business plan together because I have to turn it into the bank, but I need you in it. I need you in every line. I need you at the beginning of every line, the end of every line. I need you in it. And you don't hear from God, just start doing it. Start doing it because when God does show up, he's going to put it all in place for you. And he might be telling you he doesn't want you to even deal with that bank because he may have another source for you. But my point is don't sit around and wait and get discouraged and don't do anything. Just start working. Open your heart in sincerity and truth and invite God in. When you do that, I'm telling you, God will show up and he will shake some things up. He will edit some things, change some things, tweak some things. And you'll know that it's God because it's all going to work together for your good. Oh, my Lord. It's going to work together for your good. So don't sit around and just be discouraged. Get your hands dirty. Start doing your stuff. And just say, Lord, I just surrender this to you. And the Lord will, I'm telling you, be there for you. So be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, because our labor really isn't in vain. Our labor really isn't in vain. When we talk about doing the work of the Lord, the thing that comes to most people's minds, as I have experienced, is that you're going out and that you're witnessing to the needy and to the poor, and that you're serving food and that you're giving clothes, and that's all the work of the Lord. But let me tell you, it is not only the needy that need Jesus. It could be your doctors, your dentists. It could be, you know, your gardener, okay? It can be the telephone guy who comes to hook up your cables. So it's not just for the poor and the needy. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs God, okay? Everybody. So you're doing the work of the Lord. You could be sitting at dinner, somebody, and enjoying their company, my God. And ministry is going to come out of you. And you got to say, well, what do you worship? You know, you may not say those words. But I mean, it's going to come out of you. And you're going to say, well, how long you been walking with the Lord? You know, what are some of your testimonies? And you're going to get to know who you're sitting with, you know, a little bit better. Ministry is going to ooze out of you as a believer. Don't hold back. Share with the people what thus says God, you know. And you can work for the Lord just on your job. You know, they want to talk about what they want to talk about, and you listen. And so when you want to talk what you want to talk about, you have got to encourage them, hey, I listen to all that you want to talk about. Let's talk about what I want to talk about, you know. So, you know, be steadfast and unmovable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I want for your life. I want to see God bless you. I don't really know everybody I'm talking to right now, but I love to hear stories about how God has blessed people. Now, I was watching the news just yesterday, and I saw this little boy. He's 10 years old. There was only one thing that kind of concerned me, was that his positioning of his meditation was more like that of, you know, some other kind of deity or whatever. But this young man, 10 years old, he says that he meditates on the word every day to hear what his master is saying. Every day he meditates. And this young man is going around now to colleges and schools, and he's talking to young people about life, and he's 10. So when we get before God and we take the time out to meditate on his word has got power to do amazing things in our lives, amazing things, amazing things, because God's word is his will, and his will is his way. So let the word of God dwell in you richly. That's the scripture. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. And in Joshua, the Bible tells us that he was told to meditate on the word day and night and not to let this word leave from him. It cannot leave from him. And God said, you're going to make your way prosperous. And God said, you're going to have good success. That's awesome to me. I want it. Success is not always money, but that is definitely a part of it. Success can be money, but it doesn't always have to be money. Sometimes it could be other things that we need in our lives. He can stretch us to go from point A to point B, or either from point A all the way to point Z. God can do these things for us. So I want to encourage you to let the word of God dwell in you richly, and be steadfast and be unmovable and abound in the work of the Lord. Your labor, my friend, my labor, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. So if you're about to take on a new venture, take God into it. If you're about to change jobs, take God into it. If you're about to start on a brand new journey, take God into it, because he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and God cares. All right? You're listening to the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life and Ministry to Marketplace, and, of course, emanating from the beautiful city of New Orleans, where a lot is going on, but I like to highlight the good. What can I say? And we're going right into we're in our Mardi Gras season now, preparing to go right into Easter thereafter. And, of course, we're in the midst of Black History Month. And I want to turn the corner right here to talk a little bit about Black History Month. I was watching a show. I want to say it was last night, but lately my days have been running together because I've been so overwhelmed with all of the things that I have to do for my 70 children that I teach. So I've been kind of like overwhelmed, but I think it was either last night or night before. It was a story I was watching about George Washington Carver. Man, I thought I knew the stuff. And it showed some other things that he was about. Like, I knew he was a scientist. I knew that he did amazing things with peanut butter. I knew that. But I did not know that he was an artist. Did you know that? He was an artist, and he put his paintings out in a gallery years and years and years later. So that was very interesting to me. And I like to say, you know, we need to pick up where many of them left off and keep on carrying the torch to do amazing, happy things, wonderful things, you know, things that could change our very lives. All of us something. He's given all of us something. I'm excited about that, because he's given all of us something. None of us need to be jealous of nobody else. Yeah, of course, you might want to say, oh, I wanted to be a singer, or I wanted to, you know, be an actor and get those big parts. I wanted to be a dancer like that. I wanted to do those things. You want to do those things because that's what you've been seeing. But there's so many other wonderful things, places where God leads us in the earthly realm. And that will look good on you, and that you will be able to ace. So, yeah, if you love singing, you can just go on and sing in your shower. Sing for your family get-togethers. You can still sing, but be where God plants you and bloom where he plants you. God has a way of putting us in a place where we're going to shine our light so bright that the darkness is going to have to flee. I love that. And it's likened unto a baseball field. God puts us in a place where we cover a base and we cover it so well. Can't nobody outcover that base from us. So trust God, lean and depend on him. He knows the way. It is his will that we want to flow in. Every Christian does not flow in the will of God because we get distracted by life, flowing it. We get back on track, praise God, because he always gives us grace to do that. But sometimes we just get off track. I want to say ouch, because if you can't say amen, you say ouch too. Sometimes we get off track, but when we're in that flow, oh my God, we're awesome. If I could say that. When we're in the flow of the Holy Ghost, we're awesome. But many times we get off track and we have to be put back on track. And we can do that just by seeking him, by asking him, by asking for forgiveness for getting off in the first place. But God knows we will because we're human and we can't be perfected in this life. It's not by his divine providence that we're perfected on this side of heaven. But as we live and progress, we should be being perfected. That's the last thing that God is going to save us from, the presence of the devil. Because as long as he's in the earth realm and we're in the earth realm, we're going to falter. He's going to distract us. We're going to lose some ground. We're going to get off track, all those things. But it's okay because God is with us. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so even though the devil still, he's occupying this earth realm like we are, or similarly, and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's good news. Oh, that's good news. God's got us. Hallelujah. So as I prepare to close today, I want to say happy chocolate day to you. Go and enjoy you some chocolate. Don't overdo it. God says everything in moderation, right? Right. All right. I love you guys. It's the love of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that somebody was encouraged. Don't forget to send me you can send me an email if you'd like to correspond. I'd love to do it. But in the meantime, and in between time, hey, talk Black history. Be about that Black history. Make that history yourself. Do some things. Share with a young mind. Expand that mind on where we came from, the strong people that were in our lineage, and all the great things that they did and how we stand on their shoulders today to do even more. We are still making Black history every day. We are making history. Amen. Something for them to talk about, for them to be about. So on that note, I want to thank God for you. My awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. I want to thank God and family, all of the podcasters. I want to thank God for all of you that's tuned in listening. I know you're awesome in your own way. Keep on being awesome. Be what God called you to be. Don't compete with nobody. Compete with yourself. Try and better yourself than what you were last year this time. Amen? Amen. So on that note, again, this has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. My name is Loretta Petit. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. And until next time, you and you and you.
sins alone.